Today on Tangents Gaming Podcast, we are going to dig deep into the Atari 2600 and how it's not innocent as you think. I actually found this out the other day. My name's Toby, by the way. When I was scrolling Facebook and a guy was talking about a certain video game. So, you know, I was curious, typed it up, looked it up, and was amazed that the Atari 2600 actually had this. Did a little bit more research after one of my coworkers came up to me and told me about this other game. Like, oh, wow, that is a little bad. So, get this. Back in the early days of the Atari 2600, they actually had a category that deals with adult content. You heard that right. Adult content on the Atari. So it was basically like adult Atari. The first game that I actually did hear where I did do the research and was more shocked that this was out, especially with the time that the Atari came out. I know now there's blood, there's guts, there's nudity on video games, carjacking, blowing things up. Where back in the day, you know, late 90s, early 80s, it was more innocent. But let me tell you one thing, god damn, this has to be one of the most mind-boggling games I've ever seen, especially when it comes to the Atari. The part that really gets me, you know, looking left, looking right, with my mouth like hanging open, is the simple fact the anatomy is so far off. And you're thinking, shut up, tell me the title of the game, which I'm going to right now. The title of the game is called Beat 'em and Eat 'em. It's almost what you think. So if you play the Atari at any stage, 2600 or whatever, there was a certain game called Kaboom, where you have a criminal up at the top throwing bombs down. You take your little dial, go left and right. And the whole point of this game was to take the water buckets and catch all the bombs and make sure that the bombs don't touch the ground. If the bomb touches the ground, it blows up, you lose one of those little buckets. Well, Beat 'em and Eat 'em was kind of like that. And some of the comparisons actually have been to the Atari game Kaboom. So, oh man, I'm so glad I put a rating on this one. So you are two nude women, and the whole point of this game was to catch semen in their mouth, which is falling from a masturbating guy on top of a roof. Exact same comparison to Kaboom. So you have two chicks at the bottom. You have a guy at the top with his junk hanging over the edge, and you just see the jizz raining from the sky. This is one of the things that was going through my head when it's like the male anatomy. Like, seriously, this dong was absolutely bigger than the guy. You can tell it was a dong. I think they had to make it that big so they can get like more detail of the whole entire thing. It just, holy man, you guys, if you have a chance, watch the gameplay. When you watch the gameplay, you're just going to shake your head and say, what the flippity flop? And yes, it was an actual adult video game that was released on 2600. Taking a look at the cover of the game. It even says an adult video game cartridge used with the Atari, whatever, not for sale for minors. Could you imagine our parents sitting around the Atari and playing this game? It is absolutely, it's just crazy that this was one of the games that, you know, were available back in the day. The second game that I want to talk about was part of the exact same genre. And when I was at work, I told everybody about this game. About half an hour later, one of my other coworkers came in and he said, man, there's a game out there called Custer's Revenge. And this one is probably one of the most disturbing ones that I've seen. What do you mean that I've seen? I've actually seen these two with actual gameplay. And I just shook my head and kind of went off in the other direction. This would have never flew. The first one, you know, it could fly. But this one was probably way worse than the E.T. video game that they consider caused the video game crash of all time. The game plot was to go across the field and rape a Native American woman who was tied to a post. Like, oh my Lord. Like, I don't even, I am absolutely speechless when it comes to this game. Like, I don't even know why. Also, the company of this game had a gender-reversed version, and it was named General Retreat. This is probably, okay, you know, the other week I did an episode on Bugsy 3D and possibly one of the worst video games ever created. I stand corrected. Bugsy is probably up there with Grand Theft Auto 6 compared to Custer's Revenge. This game is literally one of the worst games you could ever, ever, ever play. And I don't even know. These two games, I'm not even sure how they are made, why they are made, or even thought, hey, this is a good idea, let's do it. Okay, you know, Leisure Suit Larry had a little bit of a better plot with that game, I think. Possibility. But these two, the first one, you know, beat 'em, ain't 'em. Okay, I kind of understand that. You know, prostitutes, swollen jizz, you know, what they do. But the second one, Custer's Revenge, I don't know why they would freaking make. It's got to be one of the most stupidest video game concepts that you can ever hear. Anyway, I had to do a show. I wasn't planning to do it today, but these two games kept running through my head. It's like, man, wait till I tell, like, everybody about these two games. And like I said, if you have a chance or opportunity, just head online and type in them. Watch it, you'll even shake your head. Like, even Custer's dong is so long, he probably could pick his nose with it. I think I'm done. Tomorrow, or next week, what I'm going to do is something a little bit more family-friendly. And probably let's grow from that. But until then, if you have any questions or comments or complaints, tangentsgamingpod@gmail.com. Head over to tangentsgaming189 across social media, and we could chat and do wonderful stuff like that. But until next time, you guys, the Atari was a very weird console. That's just plain and simple. Until next time, I'll talk to you later. Peace.